ज्ञानंजन शलाकय तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जना भूतले स्वयंलोक कदामह्यं ददाति स पदात्मजं। वन्देऽहं श्री गुरुं श्रीपादकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधयितं सावधूतं वरजनाचयितं कृष्णाचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनि नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्पदकारिणे वंशाकल्पतरूपस्य कृपासिन्धुमयैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिष्ठे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते। सप्तकाञ्चन गौरांगी राधेवृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्ववानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री जगदाधार शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, मुकाम करवाचलम पंगुर्लंघयतगिरी जगतुपातमहम वंदे श्रीगुरुदिनचारिणा पदमानंद माधव शिशेतरमेश्वर। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते जय पताक समिति नाम नमस्ते। हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम फॉर दिस इवनिंग प्रोग्राम। ऑल्दो लिटिल लेट राइट, so we'll be discussing today, rather I have been told to discuss on the topic about preaching is the essence. So because preaching is the integral part of our Hare Krishna movement, so therefore we'll be discussing different aspects of this topic, which is very very important for all the Gauriya Vaishnavas, especially those who are followers of Srila Prabhupada in this whole movement. So how long I will continue? Depending on that, I will frame my lecture. 9:30. Up to 9:30, 45 minutes. Huh? I'll be speaking in English. जिसको हिंदी अंग्रेजी नहीं आता है पीछे जाके ट्रांसलेशन होगा। I'll be speaking, huh? But I'll be speaking in English. क्या करे?
It's okay. We are comfortable with
teacher. I am comfortable in English though.
Okay.
क्या करे? मेरा हिंदी अच्छे नहीं है इसलिए हिंदी बोलना।
थोड़ा बीच में एक हिंदी हिंदी
ठीक है। वो कर देंगे।
लड़का।
In between हिंदी डाल देंगे क्या है? ठीक है। How many of you don't know English here? Anybody knows English? सब कुछ English नहीं आता है? English सभी आपको डाल दिया। समझता है। बॉक्सर में रहने के बाद English तो बोलना ही पड़ेगा।
Modern property।
ये समझता
है। Prabhupada was very strict in English, so although I speak Hindi, but I have heard speaking Hindi. Unless until they don't understand at all, that audience Hindi acha theek hai ki nahi? Okay, and Prabhupada's preaching means Prabhupada's preaching in the Western world mainly, so better to speak in English. Okay, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared on this planet establish this Hare Krishna movement, Sankirtan movement. So he started that after many years of pastimes in Navadvip Dham. Then his father disappeared. Then he went to Gaya. Then there he met Ishwarapuri. Then Ishwarapuri Pad gave initiation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he instructed him that he should chant the holy name and spread the holy name. Then he came to Navadvip Dham and established Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. Then he said, in order to establish the Sankirtan movement, he has to be out of Navadvip Dham. Then he took sannyas and left Navadvip Dham and went to Jagannath Puri. So while he was in Jagannath Puri, he was thinking to go to South India. Rather, thinking to come to South India. I am in South India now. So he started his journey from Jagannath Puri. So he went to Alarnath, and from Alarnath he started his travel. So I want to give some idea about the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his preaching style. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was in South India, he was staying in the house of Kurma Brahman, Kurma Kshetra. So while he was about to leave in the morning, he stayed overnight, and he was about to leave the house of Kurma Brahman. Then Kurma Brahman said, I am so much frustrated in this family life, so I want to give up this family life, I want to travel with you. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy with this proposal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you don't have to leave home. You can stay at home, but you have to do two things. You have to chant the holy name all the time, and you have to preach Krishna consciousness. And he spoke a very famous verse. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar agyai guru hoya taro edes. So that is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we should preach, chant the holy name and preach Krishna consciousness. If you do these two things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has guaranteed that I will be present with you all the time. So in order to have the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu till today, we have to do these two things. We have to chant the holy name and we have to preach Krishna consciousness. So therefore, it is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. This order is coming down. So, preaching is not an option. Preaching is not a hobby. Preaching is an obligation. As the follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that we have to carry in our heart. That preaching is not an optional thing. It is integral part of our sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, chant the holy name, read Srimad Bhagavatam, worship the deities, but along with that, if you don't preach, then your whole process is very, very incomplete. So therefore, preaching is very, very important. Then we may say, oh, I am not so qualified to preach. Prabhuji, how can I preach? I need preaching. We all sometimes try to escape. But Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is not that someone who becomes very, very qualified, he can preach. Who can preach? Everybody can preach. Even a person, Prabhupada said, if someone knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can also preach. But different devotees can preach in a different way. It is explained that preacher is like a bird. Say, bird can fly, some birds can fly from one tree to another tree. Another type of bird, they can fly from one town to another town, one village to another village. Some bird can fly from one state to another state. There is some bird, they can fly from one country to another country. There is some other bird, they can fly from one continent to other continent. And I heard there is some bird, they can fly from one planet to another planet. So in that way, there are different grades of birds. The same way, a preacher can be of also different level. If we are like small bird, then we can preach. Mahaprabhu has said, you call your neighbors. He told Kuruma Brahman, you call your neighbors and chant Hare Krishna and preach Krishna consciousness. Small bird. All the neighbors can come and preach. Some becomes more powerful preacher, then he can go from town to town, village to village and preach Krishna consciousness. Someone who becomes more empowered, they can go from one country to another country to preach Krishna consciousness. Someone becomes more empowered, then he can go from one continent to another continent and preach Krishna consciousness, like Srila Prabhupada did. Then someone can be more powerful than that. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was walking on the street of Navadvip Dham and he looked at the moon planet, moon. And he told his disciple, now the people in moon, they are not so Krishna conscious. There is the need of preaching they have. So people like the person like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they can go from planet to planet, universe to universe, to spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why different levels of preachers are needed. But everybody can play their role. So for that, we have to have one qualification. We don't have to be very qualified to become a preacher. Because Prabhupada said, preaching is done by the purity. Purity is the force. Once Prabhupada came from America to Calcutta. And one Marwari businessman came to see Prabhupada. Something about business should be spoken here. So he came to meet Prabhupada. Many people came to meet Prabhupada. Then all of them left after seeing Prabhupada, but this gentleman was waiting to talk to Prabhupada privately. And he came to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how could you do that? He said, what? He said, I heard that you went with only 40 rupees to America, but now you have millions of dollars of worth of property all over the planet. How could you do that? Prabhupada said, what I did, I just went to America and took one kartal and chanted Hare Krishna, and Krishna provided everything. Then he said, that is okay, but what you did exactly? Prabhupada said, I never did anything else. I just chanted Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and Krishna provided everything. So that is the quality of a preacher. The God brothers of Srila Prabhupada, they said, some of the Prabhupada disciples approached those who are very favorable to Srila Prabhupada. They approached him, approached them. Said many went to the West, but most of them became unsuccessful to establish the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Western world. Some stalwarts, disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, they could not succeed. What is the secret that Srila Prabhupada was successful? They said Srila Prabhupada had the qualification that he had complete faith in the holy name of the Lord. So that is the qualification we have to have. We have to have complete faith in the order of the spiritual master, and we have to complete faith in the potency of the holy name. Actually, nobody is preaching. Actually, Krishna is preaching. We have to become an instrument in the hand of the Supreme Personality of God. So if we feel that I am doing it, then what happens? Because I am limited, then our preaching will also be limited. But if I accept that I am not preaching, Krishna is preaching, so therefore whatever I will do, that will be unlimited, because Krishna is unlimited. So success of preaching will depend on how much we are surrendered to the Supreme Personality of God. How much you are feeling I am the instrument. That should be the mood of a preacher. So more we develop that kind of quality, then more we can preach. So some may say, oh, to whom to preach? महाप्रभु को ऐसे जारी देखो तारे कहो whomever you see you should preach and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching style is very unique. While he was walking on the street on the way to South India, he was chanting the holy name of the Lord. Because he was so attractive, golden form, tall figure, people are attracted to see the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. So they used to come to see Lord Chaitanya, what he is doing. So he was chanting the holy name, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also requesting them to chant the holy name. Then when they started chanting, Mahaprabhu started embracing. As soon as he embraced one person, by that embrace, he developed love of God. Immediately. No Mangala Arati, no initiation, no 16 rounds, no Bhagavatam. One embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, love of God. So, he came from a village of South India. So the villagers thought that before he went, he was normal. But after he came back, he is a different person because when you develop love of God, you act little abnormal, not so normal people. So somebody, some of my friends said, it is very risky to develop love in ISKCON because you will be thrown out. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he developed love of God, he was also exhibiting a lot of apparently abnormal activities. So the villagers thought he was normal before. So now he has become abnormal. So what to do? What happened? So the villagers came to see him. Then when they came to see him, he told, chant Hare Krishna. So as soon as they chanted Hare Krishna, they all developed love of God. Whole village. So no Namata, no Bhakti Bhikshya, no evening program. One chanting love of God. The whole village became Krishna conscious. Then the next village people thought, what happened to these people? So some of them came from the next village to come to see what happened to them. And they also told, chant Hare Krishna. So they also developed love of God. So they went back. Then the villagers came to see them. Like that, village after village, is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, became Krishna conscious. Then whole South India got delivered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by one embrace. So that is the preaching style of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we cannot imitate that. We are embracing so many people. Things are not happening. So, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could do that? Because he has an unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now that is human being. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling through the forest of Jharkhand. This is also vividly explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So while he was traveling, so one Brahmin was also traveling with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was a little scared also. So in the forest, a lot of animals are there. So while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking, I think his name was Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Huh? No, it's okay. No. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya was traveling with him, I think. Right, Balabhadra Bhattacharya? So then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking, he stepped on the tail of a tiger. Okay. Then, tiger woke up. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya thought, end of the story. So when the tiger woke up, then Mahaprabhu said, chant Hari Bol. Then tiger started dancing in love of God and chanting Hari Bol. So now he got love of God. Balabhadra Bhattacharya became really relaxed. So both of them went to take bath in the forest. Some water pond is there. So while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking bath, so water from that pond splashed on the body of a mad elephant. Then again Balabhadra Bhattacharya thought, what will happen? Now mad elephant. So as soon as he got the touch of the water from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body, immediately that elephant developed love of God. And he was started chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And his Balabhadra Bhattacharya is thinking, what's happening? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started walking again. So all the deer started following. Balabhadra Bhattacharya is good. Deer are okay. So deer are following. Then after some time, he saw a group of tigers started following. we could take care of one tiger. Now many tigers are following. One side tigers, one side deers. Then Mahaprabhu started preaching. So Mahaprabhu first told that deers to chant Hare Krishna. So they started chanting. The whole group of the deers started chanting and developed love of God. Chanting in ecstasy. Then he started doing preaching to the tigers. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the tigers, please chant. So tigers started chanting the holy name and they also started dancing. So tigers in one side dancing in love of God. Deers are chanting and dancing in love of God. Other side. Beautiful scene. And that is not the end of the story. Because they now forgot they are deers. The tigers forgot they are the tigers. Prabhupada is explaining. They develop love of God and they achieve the Swarup Siddhi. And because of that they started embracing each other. The tigers and deers embracing each other. Have you seen? But Mahaprabhu did that. That is not the end of the story. After embracing each other, they started kissing each other in love of God. So in that way, the whole Jharkhand forest were delivered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could preach to the animals also. But as a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should try to preach at least to the human beings. So therefore, to whom to preach? You have to preach to everyone. And Vasudev Datta, he requests Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was very compassionate. He said that I cannot see the suffering condition of the conditioned souls. So Mahaprabhu, please deliver all of them and send them back to the spiritual world. And if in order to do that, please give all the sins of this living entity and I want to suffer eternally in the hellish planet. And Mahaprabhu said, your desire is enough. Because you desire that all the living entities will be delivered, they will be delivered. You don't have to go to the hellish planet. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers have this kind of mood. That their life is dedicated for others. That is the mood of a preacher. Preacher should be compassionate by nature. Compassion is the foundation of preaching. Name ruchi jive daya. If you don't have taste in the holy name, you cannot have compassion. So therefore, when you have compassion in the heart, that compassion manifests in the form of preaching. So preaching is the natural expression of a devotee. So how we can understand that someone is advanced in Krishna consciousness? Those who are preaching Krishna consciousness. How you can judge that someone is experiencing happiness in Krishna consciousness? They will share that. If someone is suffering after coming to Krishna consciousness, how you can preach? Because he is suffering. So someone who is not experiencing the bliss of Krishna consciousness, they will not be inspired to preach. So Prabhupada has said, chant and be happy. So those who are really happy within, they will be inspired to preach. You don't have to give seminar to preach. But those who are not so inspired, they need seminar to be inspired. Because when you have compassion in the heart, you cannot resist yourself. But you have to reach out. That is very, very important. So now, as a preacher, we have to be a little careful also. Because preaching means fighting with Maya. So we are in the Krishna's army, Mahaprabhu's army. And those who are preached to, they are in the Maya's army. So always there is a fight. So in order to win in the battle, you have to be very, very tactful. I heard that a preacher should be like a kabaddi player. You have seen kabaddi? Kabaddi? In Karnataka, kabaddi is happening. Now not so popular. So kabaddi, there are two parties. So one party goes Kabaddi, kabaddi, kabaddi and touch and come back. But if you stay longer, then you will be rather party. So it's the same way, we have two party now, kabaddi game is going on. So what we have to do, we are Krishna's party, so you have to go and chant Hare Krishna and come back. If you stay longer, then you will stop chanting. Something else will be chanted. We have seen also. So we have to be very, very careful when we preach. So preacher should be also very, very careful in his approach. Careful doesn't mean you have to be scared, but we have to be careful to protect ourselves. So who gives protection? Protection is given by spiritual nourishment. Protection is given by association of devotees. So therefore, association of devotees is very, very important in our life. If we don't have proper association, then we don't get spiritual nourishment. Bhakti is born in the association of devotees. So that's why Krishna is declaring that Naham Tishtami Vaikuntha. I don't stay in Vaikuntha planet. We all like to go to Vaikuntha, right or wrong. But Krishna is telling, I don't stay in Vaikuntha planet. Yoginam Hidaya Shubha. I don't stay in the heart of the yogis. So where you stay, my Lord? He is telling that I stay Tastra Tishtami Narada Jastra Gayanti Madhvakta. So I stay in those places where my devotees glorify myself. So glorification of the God takes place in the association of devotees. And that is the place where Krishna resides. So therefore, in order to experience the spiritual nourishment, we have to be in the association of devotees. First, we have to preach ourselves. Mahaprabhu has said, Bharat Bhumita Manusya Janma Hoilo Jar, Janma Sarthakori Paro Paro Upaka. Before making someone else devotee, we have to become devotee first. That is very, very important. So that nourishment will come in the association of devotees. That's why Prabhupada said, that spiritual nourishment is the strength of a preacher. If you want to preach, then you have to be spiritually strong. If you don't have bhakti, then how you can give bhakti to others? Right or wrong? I want to preach, but what will preach? Preaching means giving Krishna to others. If I don't have Krishna with me, then how I can give Krishna to others? So therefore, we have to experience happiness in Krishna consciousness. And that happiness will come through proper association and proper practice of sadhana bhakti. So a devotee who wants to preach, he should be a good sadhaka. It's not that I give lecture, people will become devotee. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said, that a preacher does not mean he is an orator. There are so many people giving lot of lectures about Srimad Bhagavatam, about Bhagavad Gita, but how many people are becoming devotees? But Srila Prabhupada, he was not that kind of orator as compared to the great orator in this world. But why and how Srila Prabhupada could convert or transform the heart of the people all over the world? What was his qualification? His qualification, he was a pure devotee of the Lord. His qualification, he was completely surrendered to the order of the spiritual master. His qualification was, he had complete faith in the holy name. And his qualification was, whatever he was preaching, he was experiencing that in his life. That is the difference. So therefore, as we progress in our path of realization, more we become realized in Krishna consciousness, more we experience Krishna consciousness in our heart, then we can touch the heart of other people. Preaching does not mean transmission of knowledge only. Bridging means touching the heart of the people. So who can touch the heart? Who has some realization in the heart. So that is very, very important as a sadhaka. So preaching is the essence. Prabhupada has said that. Everybody should preach. But result of preaching will depend on the quality of the preacher. Many preached all over the world, but Prabhupada became very, very successful as a preacher because he had that kind of quality. So that purity. The purity is the quality of a sadhaka. Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay. So many people are offering obeisances to him. Prabhupada said, see, why they are offering obeisances to me? Because somehow or other I could control my sex desire. So that quality of the character, character is preaching. Actions speak louder than the voice. You can give big, big lecture. You can give lot of philosophical presentations. But if you don't practice what you preach, preaching will not be effective. So developing the character of the preacher is very, very important. So how we can develop the character? We can develop the character by following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. Following in the footsteps of Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of the advanced devotees of Krishna Consciousness Movement. So therefore we should be always under the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Ashray koriya bhaje Krishna tare nahi taje baki sab more ataran. Unless you take shelter, we cannot preach. Prabhupada took complete shelter of his spiritual master. When he was in Jaladuta, he was praying to the Lord. My dear Lord, I am completely unqualified. I don't know what to speak. Please empower me so that I can speak in such a way that people can understand. So that is called begging for mercy. Humility. That dependence on the mercy of the Lord. So who can preach? Those who are empowered by Krishna. Only those are empowered by Krishna, they can preach. And who is empowered by Krishna? Those who are surrendered to Krishna. So surrender to Krishna is the qualification. And when you are surrendered to Krishna, then automatically Krishna gives you empowerment. Some people say, Prabhuji, how we can preach? It's very difficult to preach. We always complain like that. Because we don't have that kind of confidence in the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I always give the example of Vibhishan. So Vibhishan was brother of Ravana. And Ravana was very much against Lord Ram. But Vibhishan, somehow or other, was attracted to Lord Ramchandra. And Vibhishan was the devotee of Lord Ram. So as a devotee, he wanted to do something about preaching. So he thought, I will spread the glories of the holy name of Lord Ram. And he thought, better I start the preaching from Lanka. So what he did? So in his house in Lanka, he wrote on the wall the name of Lord Ram. Lord Ram, names were there. Where he did that? In his house in Lanka. Then Ravana came to know. He became furious. He said, in my kingdom, how we can write the name of my enemy? So he came running, rushing to the house of Vibhishan. He said, my dear Vibhishan, how could you do that? You are writing the name of my enemy in your house in my kingdom. Then Vibhishan was playing a very innocent role. He said, what you are talking? You don't know Ram? Ram is my enemy? He said, this Ram has different meaning. How come? Ram is Ram. How? No, this is different Ram. So he said, I only know one Ram who is my enemy. Can you explain which Ram is this? He said, this Ram means different. Ra means Ravana. and ma means mandadiri. So this is the meaning of this Ram. Then Ravana became very happy. So really, I didn't know this. So why are you writing only in your house? Write everywhere in Lanka. Then, in this way, Vibhishan spread the glories of the holy name of Ram all over Lanka. So where from you got this intelligence? That's why Tisang Satata Jukta Anang Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Jagamta. So this intelligence, spiritual intelligence, come from Krishna. It's not a mechanical process. Preaching is not a mechanical process. Preaching is coming. That empowerment is coming from the spiritual source. That's why you have to be an instrument. Sincere desire that I am to serve the Guru Parampara. If that mood is there, then definitely Krishna will give you intelligence. What to talk about division? Generally in this world also, those who are very, very sincere, Krishna gives intelligence for their own mission. So they are as a family. It's a very nice story. So father, mother and one son. The son, somehow other, got caught in some bad activity. And police arrested him. And he was in the jail. So these parents, so they become very old. So they are very old. And in the they have a good house and a nice garden. So in the winter, they used to cultivate that garden. So now this winter, that winter has come, but he is in the jail, the son is in the jail. So mother is telling her husband, so now winter has come, now we have to start this process of cultivating this garden. And father said, how can I do? I cannot do, because I am old, and son is in the jail. Who will do that? Then father, out of sadness, he wrote a letter to his son. So my dear son, every year you do this gardening, but now you are in the jail, we have become old, I don't know who will do this. Then the son replied back. The son said, don't try to do the gardening there, because before I came to jail, I kept some guns under the ground of that garden. Don't do anything there. So he got that, and don't tell anybody. Then after some days, police came. And police started knocking on the door. He said, we have some information. What information? That there is some gun under the ground of this garden. Then the parents said, no, my son is very good boy. But somehow or other he was caught like that. He cannot do all this. He said, no, we have information. He said, no, we don't have. We didn't do that. He said, no, we have intelligence report. Some guns are there. So they started digging. Could not find. Again, digging all over. The whole garden was digged, but they could not found. He said, sorry, wrong information. So then, after some days, he got another letter from his son. He said, my dear father, I did not have any other choice than to send the police to do the gardening. So where from is getting this intelligence? It's coming from Krishna. If an ordinary man can do this kind of stuff, he can do the service from jail, so we are not in jail. At least we should do something for Supreme Personality of God. But for that, we have to be committed. We have to have that kind of commitment that I want to preach. So that commitment will come when we have something inside. What is that inside? Purity of the heart. When we become pure in Krishna consciousness, naturally we will become a preacher. So that is the quality. So more we become advanced in Krishna consciousness, more we become effective in preaching. So therefore, we should try to advance in Krishna consciousness. And whatever capacity we have, we should sincerely try. Because we should not think, oh, I'll become big preacher, then I'll preach. It's not that everybody can become big preacher. Krishna is not interested in big or small. Krishna is interested how sincere we are. Right? Lord Rama was very happy with the big stones putting in the sea. He was also was happy with the squirrel putting small sand in the sea. So he sees the sincere endeavor. Therefore, we should also have that kind of sincere endeavor. My Guru Maharaj says, if each devotee commits himself to make one devotee in a year, so every year our movement will be doubled. One. It is very difficult to make 1% devotee of the Lord. So you should take at least that kind of vow. So Guru Maharaj was telling that one family went to meet him. He said, Guru Maharaj, this year I could not do much preaching. Please forgive us. Next year we'll try to do better. And Guru Maharaj asked him, how many devotees you met this year? He said, only 78. So we are not expecting 78 from all of the devotees, but at least one. If we can make this commitment, every year I will make at least one devotee, bring them under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. I think that will be very, very pleasing to Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. If that mood is there, preaching means giving love. Love means giving. So I love God. I say, I love you. But what are you doing? Love is not sentiment. Oh, I love you. So love means do something for God. So what you are doing? We have to check what you are doing. How many devotees you have made? So that is the checklist. We should have I am in this movement for 7 years, 15 years, 20 years. How many devotees I have made? How many souls I have brought under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet? So that is the check, that how much we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. How much we are pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. So that pleases Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the most. And Srila, not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, that who is preaching my glories? Most dear to me. So how many of you want to become most dear to Krishna? We all want, but we have to do something for that. So that is pleasing to Krishna. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that sambandha abhidya prayojan. We have three things. Establishing relationship, rendering service, and then get the goal, prayojan. But preaching is both abhidya and prayojan. Preaching is abhidya and preaching is prayojan. Preaching is also expression of love of God. So therefore, it is very, very important to engage ourselves in spreading this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has no anxiety. He had only one anxiety. That this fruit of love of God, someone will get, someone will not get. But he wants to make sure everyone gets it. And that is the burden of our Guru Parampara. So one day I was with my Guru Maharaj in his residence. Many people are coming and sharing their problems. I have this problem, I have that problem, this problem. And after the whole episode was over, then he said, everybody is telling their problem, I am hearing. But who is there to hear my problem? So, what is their problem? Their problem is their burden of the service of their Guru. That is the burden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the burden. Whole Guru Parampara has the burden. So all the Acharyas have the same burden. What is that burden? That each and every man on this planet should become devotee of the Lord. Mahaprabhu, when he got the letter from Advaita Acharya, he said, Advaita Acharya wrote a very secret letter. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for two purposes. One is to spread the holy name all over the world. Another was to experience the love of Radharani. So Advaita Acharya sent that letter that everybody has become devotee. Now no demand of the holy name in the market. So everybody got the holy name. So market is saturated. So Mahaprabhu understood. He understood, now is my time to leave this world. So then how we can go back to the spiritual world? Mahaprabhu's movement will be successful when each and every soul on this planet will get love of God. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be pleased with all of us. So there is no time. Guru Maharaj is telling, no time. Very, it's an urgent thing. So you have to die any time. So do something to push on this movement. We don't know. Some people say, oh, now I am busy. We'll do preaching after I retire. Right or wrong? Very, very busy weekdays, weekend. So that is not the case. If you have sincere desire, I am traveling all over the world. People, those who are very, very sincere. Weekends, I was in Mathura days. Very impressed. Their program begins, he was there also with me. Their Bengali programs begins at 12 o'clock at night. Because they have to work, because they have all shops. They have to work up to 10 o'clock. Then after finishing their work, they go to home, take bath and come for programs. Jaya Jaya Gorachade begins at 12 o'clock. How we can do that? Then program continues up to 2 o'clock, then prasadam. Then 3 o'clock they goes back and after then they sleep and they go for work. It's not one day, 2 days, days after days they are doing that. How it's possible? Because they have the sincere desire to preach. That's why it's becoming very, very successful. It's not like a sentiment. I have seen in my own eyes. They are coming every day they preach. They come from the office, take bath, go for preaching. Coming 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Then Krishna will shower the mercy. Then things will happen. Preaching is not automatic. It's not an automatic process. One day everybody of Bangalore will become devotee. It's not like that. We have to try. Reach out. Sana sana nityananda sana haridas. Sarvatra amar agha karo prakash. Proti ghare ghare giya karo I bhikha. Bala Krishna, Vaja Krishna, Kala Krishna shikha. That is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told Nityananda Prabhu and haridas to go to house. It's not that everybody will come to my house. That is not the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you feel that somebody will come to your house, he cannot become a preacher. Preacher means you have to go out. That is the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. It is the mood of Haridas Thakur. Then people will become devotees. And how should be our mood? We should not think, oh, I am elevated soul. You are in Maya. Please take this mercy. That is not the mood. He is telling, Karoi Bhikha. Means you have to be a beggar. The mood of a preacher should be like a beggar. He should beg. And what he should beg? Not begging money. He should beg Bala Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna. Bala Krishna Sikha, study Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. These are three things we have to give it to the conditioned souls. Then their life will become successful. But how we can do that? When we'll take that mood of a beggar. Beggar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to beg. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu beg. Nityananda Prabhu begged, Haridas Thakur begged, all of them begged. Srila Prabhupada begged. What he did not do? He cooked for his disciples. He served prasadam for his disciples. He cleaned the place for his disciples. What he did not do? Everything he did. Why? Because he considered himself as a beggar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So therefore, it's not an aristocratic thing to become a preacher. Preacher A preacher has to have that mood, that I am the servant. I am the servant of all the conditioned souls. When you take that mood, then people will take it seriously. Then people will reciprocate nicely. So that mood has to be developed, but that mood will come when we are advanced in Krishna consciousness. So therefore we have to become devotee first. A devotee means he is a servant. Always a servant. So that service attitude is very, very important in order to establish the Sankirtan movement all over the world, then people will be attracted. How people will be attracted? When they will see this service mood. The service mood attracts people. Why people are so much surrendered, attracted to Srila Prabhupada? Because they knew Prabhupada is there to give. Prabhupada is not here to take anything from us. That is the mood of a preacher. Preacher should be ready to give his life for the other. And that was there in the life of Prabhupada. That's why Prabhupada could attract so many people from all over the world. That's the power of purity. That's the power of Krishna consciousness. So that should be cultivated in our life individually and collectively and distribute that whomever we meet. And in that way, Prabhupada said, if we have that mood, then whole planet will become Vaikuntha planet by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada Sankirtan movement ki, Jai Guru Premanande. Finish on time. Okay?